The Nearshore Small Boat Commercial Fishery opened May 1st this year, a date that's actually set by the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. But the subsistence and sport fisheries are open for most of the year. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game mostly oversees the sport fishery, where the regulations are relatively simple. Jason Dye is the area management biologist.
Basically, from Cape Newenham all the way down to Cape Menchikoff, south of Ugashik, any of the salt waters in that area, anywhere you would catch a halibut in that area, those same regulations would apply to unguided anglers at 2 per day foreign possession.
That guided halibut fishery is regulated federally, and there hasn't been much activity in recent years. Dye says the sport fishery is pretty quiet, too.
And there's so little that's been going on here that, you know, it's just not that accessible for people, like in skiffs and stuff, just because it's, you got to go out there and it's rough. And there is a little bit, though. I know a few people go out there and sport fish, so I think most of them are operating under that shark card doing subsistence.
For Area 4E, which includes Bristol Bay, once you have that halibut card, your catch is unlimited. Farther out, subsistence fishermen are limited to 20 fish per day. But there is a limit on who can participate. Under the federal rules, individuals must either live in certain rural communities, including Bristol Bay, or be members of eligible Alaska Native tribes to apply for the card. There's no deadline to apply, but it can take a couple weeks for an application to get processed. The local commercial fishery opens Sunday and is supposed to have more participation. More than 24 commercial fishermen are eligible. They have access to a quota of about 115,000 pounds, well above last year's 74,000 pounds. BBEDC Fisheries Quota Manager Ann Vanderhoven says there are two reasons for that increase.
The survey that the IPHC did last summer had much better results than they've had in recent years, and that accounted for about half of the increase that we saw going to Area 4C, D, and E this year. The other half came out of reduced bycatch from the trawl flatfish fisheries in the Bering Sea. It's really a substantial increase to Area 4C, D, and E.
Last summer, it was the first time in several years a halibut survey was conducted in Area 4E. BBEDC also has halibut quota in other parts of the Bering Sea. Vanderhoven says larger boats catch that fish and will likely get started next month as the fresh market picks up. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.